It's 11:22.
All this week, our Spy in the Sky special series of reports have been looking at the growing interest in drone use and how they're being used. They're deployed on the battlefield by police and even for recreation. Joining us live now, WTOP's Andrew Mullenbeck, to talk more about the domestic use of drones. Andrew, as we look at how law enforcement is considering implementing drone use, what do we know about that around here and how people might actually see them in use one day?
First, just want to talk about these devices that we're talking about, because drones cover such a wide spectrum of possibilities. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes for law enforcement, we're talking about units that are about 2 feet by 2 feet. Almost imagine just kind of a toy airplane. That's how small they can be. And most of them are outfitted with about two cameras. Those devices then can become live streaming videos. And law enforcement agencies say it's really about protecting their officers. Rather than put someone in the line of fire, they can use this little device, get eyes on the situation that they're responding to without putting an officer's life at risk.
How easy is it to actually get a hold of one of these?
You don't need some sort of grant from the Department of Justice. I'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. For a couple $100, you, me, somebody in law enforcement can actually just go to a store. Some of these $300, seriously. You can get what we call a drone. You can attach some cameras to it. And really, you're in business. It's that easy. And many of them that you buy this way can be controlled simply with an iPhone. So it's very easy to use. Some departments are getting more complicated ones, but just for a basic level, just a couple $100, you can be flying.
Now, what's missing here are some parameters for the use of drones by law enforcement and others. We know Virginia is studying the issue. What's happening in Maryland?
Yeah, both states and dozens of states, I believe more than 30 states, are trying to almost play catch-up with this technology that's already out there. So we talked first about Virginia. The lawmakers there have already passed a two-year moratorium. I described it as kind of like hitting the pause button. Mm-hmm. They want 2 years to figure out, okay, how do we regulate this with a little bit of law input. On Maryland's side, there has been a bill that's just been introduced this session that wants to require police to have a warrant before they go and use them in an actual situation. There are a couple exceptions, but that's the bill in Maryland. If police agencies were to use a drone, they would need a warrant to do so.
You know, one of the startling statistics that I heard today in one of your reports was more than 3,000 people have been killed by U.S. drone strikes overseas. That's incredibly scary, and obviously it's the reason why people here in the U.S. are concerned about it.
And I think that's one of the biggest concerns overall, that people understand the difference. Drone is this really big term. The drones that we're talking about in the U.S., do not have weapons. They don't have guns or any sort of explosives. They have little cameras.
Right.
They're for surveillance. Oftentimes, these ones that we're looking at abroad do have weapons. And I think that's an important distinction, that people don't get really frightened that their police department may be looking at this. We're talking about ones with cameras, not weapons.
All right, Andrew, thank you very much. We'll have more on the final segments on the series coming up tomorrow here on WTOP. If you have missed any of it or you want to read more, we have more details at WTOP.com.